Anyway, we're going to just talk a little bit tonight about companions or friends. Okay, let's look at three verses in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Proverbs 13, verse 20. It says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." I think what we'll do is we'll just pray there. Dear Father in heaven, dear Lord, we just thank you for this day. We pray you just help us to understand some things about friends. We can have relationships with people, but sometimes they can become close relationships, and if these people are not wise and not healthy for us, then they pull us down. And so, Lord, help us to realize we need to be careful about companions. And one of the greatest examples in the Old Testament, Lord, is in Judges chapter 14, and Samson and his companions, and how he had companions, and how they caused great problems in his life. So, Lord, I pray you might just help us, that you might work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I really think that friends have a big influence on people. And I'm convinced that friends a lot of times can have an influence of pulling us into wrong lifestyles or wrong habits, wrong addictions. And so we need to be wise. So Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise." So it's saying, hey, if I walk with wise men, or if ladies walk with wise women, then we're going to be wise. We're going to be wiser than we were. And I really think, especially men, you know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. As we meet other men and we talk to other men, we grow, we learn, we develop more. But it says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." So if we have a relationship with foolish people, then it says we're going to be destroyed. Because what they're doing is they're pulling us down. They're going to pull us down. And really, I think we can see that if we look at Samson. Samson was a strong man. Actually, he was like a one-man army. When we really look at it, there's nobody really can I think of that I know in this world right now that we can compare with Samson. You know, when we think of Samson's ability to take on the Philistines, and God, he was one of the judges, but yet he had a weakness. There's two weaknesses. One was with wrong women. He always seemed to associate with the wrong women. And the second thing is, he seemed to associate with the wrong friends. So, it talks in chapter 14 about Samson and in a relationship with a woman. But he decided, the Philistines were the enemy and were in control of Israel at that time. And so he had a relationship with the enemy, and it says he decided that he wanted to marry a woman that was a Philistine. And Samson went down to Timnath, chapter 14 of Judges, verse 1, and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of Philistines, and he came up and told his father and his mother, "I've seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters. Now therefore get her for me to wife." So he decided he wanted to marry this woman. But so that's one problem. because this woman is not an Israelite. She is a Philistine, and so she's an enemy, and it creates all kinds of problems. But when they went to have the wedding, verse 10, it says, "So the father came down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do. It came to pass when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him." Now, when we go different places, we're always going to run into people. And so we meet people. But we need to be wise in what kind of relationship we keep with those people. Because some of those people are going to pull us down if we have the wrong relationship with them. So he has a relationship. They brought basically 30 Philistines to be with him in his wedding. And those Philistines, Samson challenged them with a riddle. He challenged them to a challenge to figure out what the riddle was, and they couldn't figure out the riddle. Otherwise, they had to produce changes of garments for him. And so finally, they went down and told his wife that if she didn't find out what the riddle was, that they were gonna burn her up. And so he found out what the riddle was. In verse 19, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ascalon and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of raiment. Them that expounded the riddle, and his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as a friend." So he had a friend. He was supposed to be his friend, and ended up, what happened? He lost his wife, because the father gave the wife to his friend. I thought, man, what kind of friend is that? That's not a good friend. You know? Because one thing we realize that when we have relationships with people, you know, it's kind of like this. The Bible says in Amos 2:3-3, it says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" We want to go the same direction with somebody. You know, I think about my wife. I really believe that applies to marriage, but it also applies to friendships. You know, we can't walk together except if we agree. Now, she's a woman, and so she thinks differently than I do, but we have to walk together. But we have to walk together as friends, too. Otherwise, you know, it's just like this. The Bible talks about that. We're not to be unequally yoked. That's talking about a believer and an unbeliever, a person that's a Christian and a person that's a non-Christian, that they're going to go two different directions. You know, it's just like, you know, years ago when Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia, Alberta, when they were being, the pilgrims were coming in and they were planting settlements, they came in with ox carts. And the ox carts had these big, what do you call them now? But they take the oxen and they yoke, they put the two yoke of oxen together. And those two oxen would pull the ox cart. Now, I don't know if you ever thought about this. I don't know how much you know about a donkey. I've had some time with a donkey, so I know how stubborn and stupid they can be. But if you put an oxen and a donkey together, they're not going to pull the same. Or an oxen and a horse together, they're going to pull differently. And so, if we want to, you know, like be free from addiction, and we hang around with people that are doing the addiction, or a bad habit, what's going to happen? We're going to fall back into that. I remember a guy on the outside, actually a guy in Saskatoon, he called me and said, "David, I just relapsed." "Why did you realize?" "Well, I just found out that all my friends are addicts." I thought, oh, yeah, well, if all your friends are addicts, what's going to happen? You're going to end up doing that. Why? Because they're his friends. They're his companions. And so it's going to be like that.
And so what does it say? It says a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So if all these companions
are going a different way than you want to go, you know, I could tell some guys, hey, if you get all your friends do the same thing, the bad habits, the bad addictions, then what you've got to do is you come to your place and God, I need to have some new friends. God wants to give us some new friends.
Some people, hey, they don't do drink. They don't do drugs. They don't do meth. They don't do different things. So a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And we look at Samson's life is an illustration of that. Because these companions,
because see, some friends, they're just kind of like good times, right? Good times, right? I think of the prodigal son. You know, he said he wanted to have all the money, his inheritance, and go spend it, and he went and spent it. And as long as he had money, he had friends. When he ran out of money, all of a sudden, he ran out of friends.
And so, like good times friends.
So, the companions, if they're not on our side, if they're not, people want to have friends, but they want to have friends what? They watch your back. You know? Because if your friends aren't, they're not for you, they're not really interested in you at all. All they're interested is what can they get from you. Then those aren't the kind of friends we need to have.
So, because Samson, you know, found out, hey, all they wanted to do was take advantage of Samson
and figure out how can they find out the secret of his strength. How can they, you know, take him down?
And they found out this, you know, his riddle, and he ended up there. And we find out, I really believe, part of his problem, Samson's problem, was his friendships.
Now, part of his problem was his friendship with women. The women were going a different way than he wanted. They weren't. They say, "Well, I love you," but then they want to stab him in the back. I thought, "Whoa, that's the wrong kind of person to have a friendship with."
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 7 is another verse that talks about companions. We want to have good friends. Friends that encourage us and help us. You know, it's just like I tell people a story about
one time I had to have a computer worked on. I will always remember that. And I took it to this guy and he said, yeah, he could work on my computer. Oh, man. He made a big mess. No, that couldn't be fixed.
I thought, man, you know, it's just like this. You know, some people, they know how to work on cars.
But some people know how to mess up cars. Some people know how to work on computers. And some people know how to mess up computers. You know? So I want to be wise. I want to get somebody that's going to help me, not somebody that's going to mess things up.
So, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 7, it says, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. Companion of riotous men. The association was a special friend. These people were worthless. They vile, they squander. They want to humiliate, they want to shame, put to shame. That's not the person. You want somebody that's going to encourage you, going to strengthen you, going to help you.
See you, I just was with a guy that's been a friend for many years in Edmonton, but I've not been really close to him for a long time. But it's wonderful to see God working in his life and just him blossoming and growing close to the Lord and seeing him, just God doing a mighty work in his life. And And that's what you want to see. That's what you want to encourage. You know,
I do a lot of texting, a lot of trying to help people out.
Sometimes I just run out of time to do everything I want to do. But anyway, I try to encourage you. Why? Because a lot of people are having a hard time with that. And so I want to encourage people. I want to help people that they can know, hey, God cares for them, I care for them, and I'm praying for them, and want to help through the troubles and trials of life if we can.
You know? And so, God wants to help, and He wants to walk with us. But this, it says, a companion of riotous men. I don't want to be a companion of riotous men. I don't want to do that, you know. He that keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of fool, of riotous men, shameth his father. He shames his father to do that. And we talked about a companion of fools in Proverbs 13:20. And then one more, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. No, whoops. Chapter 28, verse 24. It says, whoso robbeth his father or mother, and saith it is a transgression, the same as a companion of a destroyer. So it's talking about somebody robs their parents. It's a companion of a destroyer. They're destroying the relationship. They're not helping the parents. They're destroying. You know, when I think of this sometimes with addictions, sometimes people, they have no idea what they're doing. And they're drinking and they're drugs. And they do all kinds of things. Harm people and harm, you know, property and all kinds of things. And they don't realize it. But they're becoming a companion of a destroyer. But God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to be wise and have the right kind of friend. And I really think about it too. If there's one thing, example of friendship, the Bible says God, Jesus Christ, wants to be our best friend. He wants to walk with us daily. Have a relationship with Him. Where we can walk and we can talk with Him. You know, the older I get, the more I realize, Lord, I need to depend on You more and more. Why? Because I don't know everything that's ahead of me. But God does. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen next week. You know? And we can plan. We can figure everything out. And we think we've got everything figured out. And then what happens that week? Oh, man, I've never seen this coming. But God knew what's happening. It takes us by surprise. But God doesn't take anybody by surprise because He knew what was going to happen. If we just allow God to walk with us. Because He wants to help us. He wants to walk with us if we'll just look to Him and seek His face and seek His help. So let's bow and pray and thank the Lord for this day. And thank the Lord for you guys, everybody coming tonight. And for the pastor as he's traveling, he's there. And I pray lots of food too. We have some little snacks here. We already picked a little bit, but anyway, let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, dear Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your mercy and Your grace. And Lord, help us be wise. Help us be wise about friends. Because Lord, I really think in our life we don't have a whole lot of close friends. But we need to be wise because some people, they're not a good friend. They're going to pull us down. They're going to destroy us. And Lord, I think really when I think of people battling bad habits and addictions many times, Lord, I think a lot of the problems have started with bad friends. And somebody, I remember somebody telling me not too long ago that they had taken some drugs and they almost died because somebody had mixed something in with the drugs. And it was their friend that had given them. So Lord, help us realize that God wants to work in our life. We need to be careful about friends. Just because we know somebody, just because somebody's around or somebody's a neighbor or something, doesn't mean we have to have a close relationship, because sometimes that's not a good thing. So Lord, help us be wise and help us have a relationship, close relationship with the God of heaven. And Lord, You want to walk with us and be with us through the troubles and trials of life. So thank You for everybody that came tonight, for You blessed, and Mr. Colton, his family, worked in his life, Mr. Pastor, his wife, as they travel, take care of them and their children. And Lord, I thank You can be with them. And you and myself, Lord, here. I pray You bless this food in Jesus' name. Amen.